This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Vanessa Bartlett, once again, owner at Vanessa B Health and Pilates, providing holistic health, Pilates-based exercise and life coaching for busy people in Sydney, Australia, and online all around the world. Vanessa, a pleasure to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. Great to be here again.
Absolutely. Great to have you back with us. So for starters, what's happened in recent years for people to be feeling more stressed out in their lives?
Yeah, it is a bit of a health concern at the moment, isn't it? Look, you know, people are busier. People have more demands on themselves, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, and financially. And, you know, it's not only within personal life, it's workplaces. You know, more demands are on people. There's less people to do more work. And then everyone has to balance family life, work, and career. And this goes for males and females. But not only that, Eric, it's this thing about keeping up with your online life as well as your offline life. And I've found that this also comes at a price of keeping it all together. So that increases people's stress. So increased stress, as we know, I think I've spoken about this before, causes increased cortisol hormone. And that, when we're talking about health, fitness, and well-being, that can inhibit weight loss. And more importantly, cause people to be in a state of heightened stress and really lose that connection with yourself, lose that connection with calmness. And this also has an effect on mental health. So then we're seeing increased mental health issues like anxiety and depression around the globe, not only in Australia. And this then has an effect on general energy and your well-being. So this is kind of like a snowball effect of all these different issues, which eventually affect our stress and our fatigue levels.
You really hit on some good points there, and I believe we're certainly on the same page and supportive in that regard. Now, what effect does this have on people's health and well-being, talking about stress?
Yeah, sure. So there's another trend I've noticed as well in recent years. It's not so much people contacting me for just weight loss anymore. It's people wanting to improve stress, look at their mental health, and really look at their health holistically, which is excellent, and get some balance back in life. It's interesting because even though I am in the fitness industry, the weight loss goal is almost always mentioned as a secondary goal now, whereas years ago it used to be the absolute primary focus for people that they wanted to work on. I want to lose, you know, X amount of weight or fat loss. And this, as I said, is a good thing because when people are starting to put their mental health first and not overdo it with physical fitness, then you're going to gain greater well-being. So that's why we can look at stress and fatigue being reduced. If you start to look at your health and fitness holistically and approach it from a different angle. So when you're tired and fatigued constantly, you can't perform at your best, whether it's in exercise, whether it's at work, whether it's within relationships, and just your entire quality of life will be changed. And it is that vicious cycle. So we're seeing the effect of stress and fatigue you know, kind of filter into other areas of life where it does affect your quality of work, your mental clarity, your ability to deal with problems and things. So we want to be able to rechange that, improve our stress management, improve our well-being, improve our physical fitness, but at a point where it actually enlightens and improves our health and well-being generally and other aspects of our life. So at the end of the day, you can have a more fulfilled life. And it's not just about battling the bulge, you know, weight and so forth will fall off the body once you're in a healthy state mentally and physically.
Now, Vanessa, we've heard the saying exercise is medicine. How can exercise be a solution to this? And what are some differences between Pilates and other forms of exercise being able to help people?
Yeah, look, I do believe exercise really is medicine. As we know, you know, in general, exercise helps release healthy hormones. It boosts blood flow, circulation, and helps you to get focused on your body and focused on your mind as well. And this happens in varying degrees depending on the exercise form you choose. So if we're looking about exercise being medicine for people who are feeling stressed or quite fatigued, then we've got to look at the type of exercise we're doing. This is where I really believe Pilates type exercise and more of that mind-body approach is the way to go, because I had adrenal fatigue. So years back I was, you know, running a business, went through chronic adrenal fatigue for 2 years. So I had to stop all of that heavy, fast-paced training like boxing and, you know, weights and circuits and aerobics, and really stop loading the body when my body was already fatigued and exhausted while I recovered. So that's where I began to really look at different approaches to exercise and go, okay, well, if this effect of exercise is happening where I think I'm doing the right thing, I'm actually, you know, doing my weights, I'm doing cardio and fast-paced types of classes, this is actually having a negative effect on my energy and stress. It was increasing my stress and my cortisol level, in which case if you have too much cortisol, you gain belly fat. And also increasing my stress and fatigue to the point where I'd have to sleep for 3 hours after, that's not so much a positive effect. You'd think you're doing something great for yourself, but that type of exercise is not very well suited to someone experiencing extreme stress or exhaustion. That when you're at a very, very healthy and balanced, you can do those forms of exercise. But if you don't watch it and don't have some kind of balance, it does come at a price at some point. So this is the difference. If you are a stressed and fatigued person or wanting more of a balance, you need to do something a bit more low-key, something that doesn't pound your body. So doing a Pilates-based exercise where you're actually forced into becoming present, made to really connect with your breathing and look at the breath with each single movement, really controlling muscles, that's where it becomes effective, and that's where you can re-energize and actually find that vitality after the movements are done, after the workout's done. So the Pilates principles are precision, control, centering, breathing, and flow, and that makes you slow down your movements. So if you can kind of do all of this within your movement patterns and your exercise, then that's where the brain and the body get a chance to catch up and actually connect, rather than just going go, go, go. And that allows for a more flowing workout, better muscle precision. Therefore, we see that effect on lowering stress for a healthier mind and a healthier body.
Today, once again, we are visiting with Vanessa Bartlett, owner at Vanessa B Health and Pilates, providing holistic health, Pilates-based exercise and life coaching for busy people, not only in Sydney, Australia, but online all around the world here on eHealth Radio's fitness and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So tell us, Vanessa, what is Pilates and what have you seen it help with the most in people?
Yeah, look, it was created back in the early 1900s by a German man called Joseph Pilates. And basically his concept was focusing on control of the body and mind-body connection with fitness. So it's about aligning your body. So as I was saying before, it's not about pounding the body with, you know, hundreds of repetitions of something. It's about going, how can we balance out and lengthen our spine? Because your spine is responsible for your posture, connected to everything else in the body, essentially building your, you know, your entire circulation nervous system. So we want to get that aligned firstly. Then we want to strengthen the muscles around there. So the tummy, the back, essentially called your core, which we commonly refer to now, and then look at the rest of the body and go, how can I work my arms and my legs in a strong way without overdoing it and without causing injury or pain? So this is why it's fantastic, and this is where I've seen it help with people in, you know, some of the benefits our clients and I've had over many years are decreased stress, as I said, because you're becoming more present, increased strength and muscle tone, and also that nice kind of shrinking in around the waistline just by default, because you're training your core, your tummy correctly, not just punching out hundreds of sit-ups, which may be incorrect and hurting your back and your neck. That's a problem we see quite commonly. When you're doing the Pilates-based stuff, you're actually lengthening, making yourself taller. So there's decreased back pain and neck pain. There is a better balance and more movement and flexibility within your whole body. And you just generally feel better, more alive, and full of vitality. So the difference that we do as well is my instructors and myself, we do implement some stuff from our fitness background as well, because I came from that before the adrenal fatigue, and mix it in with some nice traditional Pilates exercises to give you more of that holistic approach, and making sure we're targeting our cardio and our mind-body connection and our strength and flexibility within that nice balance, and also looking at other aspects, going, how can we quieten our mind when our mind is so busy, like I was saying, you know, keeping up with online and offline life? How can we actually calm that down, come to a present state, and bring our bodies into a healthier state of balance? And the other important thing is by focusing on your core. You know, how many times do you hear people say, okay, I've got back pain, they go to the physiotherapist, and then the physio ends up saying you need to strengthen your core. So by doing this, you're focusing and doing maintenance work on your body, like you would say brushing your teeth, right, or going to the dentist. It's maintenance work to prevent other things from happening and to fix existing issues. So you notice a decrease in your neck pain, your back pain, and over time you just move a lot freer as well, and tune into your own body. So neglecting your core is a big problem that we see here in Australia, and even people have contacted me online from different countries as well, saying they need their core muscles to be working better. So we need to do that as well. And this method, as I said, teaches you how to work from your inside out, which, so really getting in touch with those deeper muscles, which not only benefits your core, your physical fitness, your aesthetic look as well, but you're going to get that mental clarity and slow everything down and almost become meditative throughout your workouts, which has a myriad of health benefits like stress reduction and increased energy.
And most helpful response there. Lastly, what are your top tips to help listeners overcome stress and fatigue right now?
Yeah, so look, we've talked about the physical a little bit, so we'll go into a couple of other things here. So stop and take a moment to clear space and surroundings. So yes, we're talking about exercise, but look at the rest of your life as well. Take a bit of time to reflect on what's stressing you right now and causing you tiredness. Maybe it's, you know, just lack of preparation each day. Is it that you're living in a busy or a messy environment? Is it bad food choices? All these things are interrelated. So with our clients, we get them to really look deep into each aspect of life and identify how you can identify what is stressing you or making you tired right now, and how can we start to fix and reorganize our life to feel more energized. So then as the exercise, reflect right now. How's your body? How's your posture, your fitness, your flexibility? Are you breathing correctly? And if you are exercising, ask yourself, is this helping your stress and fatigue or making it worse right now? Maybe it's time to change your exercise approach. Look, you can even jump onto my YouTube channel, Vanessa B Health TV, which has heaps of free videos to help you get started. And start to go to bed earlier. Reduce caffeine, sugar and stimulants in your diet, and really get back to eating basic excellent food, fruits, veggies, nuts and legumes. That's the way to go. And meditate, you know, meditate for 10 to 30 minutes a day. If you find that hard, just do some of my stretch videos on the channel, which are a little slower, and also start to do some of these other Pilates-based workouts, which you'll end up meditating through the workout because you'll become present, and that's the bonus.
Vanessa, before you go, where can listeners get all the details on Vanessa B Health and Pilates and your services that you offer?
Sure, just visit VanessaBHealth.com, and I have a 10-week Pilates body fit program on there, so you can access that anywhere around the world instantly. Or contact me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Vanessa B Health, and the YouTube channel Vanessa B Health TV.
Vanessa, good to catch up with you again. Always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for being a part of eHealth Radio once again. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
And always a pleasure. We've been speaking with Vanessa Bartlett, owner at Vanessa B Health and Pilates, providing holistic health, Pilates-based exercise and life coaching for busy people in Sydney, Australia, and online all around the world. And for further details, visit VanessaBHealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.